In 1985, during the administration of Governor Martha Lane Collins, Kentucky celebrated the 75th anniversary of the dedication of the Commonwealth's historic state capitol. A few weeks ago, Collins was back in Frankfort to help announce plans for the building's centennial celebration.
Thank you very much. I am delighted to be here today. This is a very special day for us. 100 years. I remember 25 years ago, we celebrated the 75th.
In 1936, Martha Lane Hull was born in the small farming community of Baghdad, Kentucky, in rural Shelby County. That's where she spent the first 12 years of her life.
We moved from Baghdad to Shelbyville when I was in middle school. And that was quite an adjustment because I was from the country and I went to town.
Martha Lane Hull went on to become a beauty queen, student leader, graduate of the University of Kentucky, wife of Bill Collins, mother of two children, and a Jefferson County school teacher. Later, when the family moved to Woodford County, Martha Lane Collins began dabbling in Democratic politics. And former Governor Julian Carroll says she was very good at it.
Very much a charismatic politician. She found it easy to talk to people, and people found it quite easy to talk to her.
I think that had a lot to do with it, is I listened. People want to be listened to.
In 1975, Collins defeated Republican Joseph Lambert to become clerk of the Court of Appeals, at the time the highest court in Kentucky. In 1979, she defeated Republican Hal Rogers to become lieutenant governor. 4 years later, she defeated Republican Jim Bunning to become the state's first female governor. Former Governor Carroll remembers Collins initially struggled some in her early dealings with an increasingly independent-minded General Assembly.
She said, "The problem I have in talking to legislators is I can't curse." And so I really, quite frankly, knew what she was talking about. She was a lady.
After lawmakers balked at her education reform legislation, she withdrew the package and hit the road.
I took Governor Carroll and I took Governor Nunn with me, so it was a bipartisan situation. And then I called a special session, and that's when they passed the education package.
She worked very hard in starting to build a foundation to change the way we educated our kids, and I think that carried right on through so that in the next administration, they ended up passing the CARA reforms, and we took off from there.
Governor Steve Beshear, who was lieutenant governor back then, says Collins also will be remembered for securing $125 million in state incentives to help convince Toyota to build an automotive manufacturing plant in Georgetown, Kentucky.
Because of her success, we now have thousands and thousands of Kentuckians in good-paying jobs. All kinds of Japanese-owned companies are now in Kentucky to work with Toyota. They also now work with Ford and work with Corvette down in Bowling Green. So her legacy is a very strong one.
The new Camry. Smoother. More powerful. Better than ever.
Very good money spent. People keep saying, "Would you do it again?" I'd say in a split second, because we got our money back. We got it all back in a very few years.
Limited to one term, Collins returned to her first love, education, after leaving the governor's office. She was president of St. Catherine College for 6 years and currently is an executive scholar in residence at Georgetown College.
I enjoy that. I love working with the kids.
Martha Lane Collins, country girl, beauty queen, teacher, wife, mother, and the 56th governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.